The business community is not happy with the governor's decision to shut down non-essential businesses. Chris Geeran is president of Associated Industries of Massachusetts, and he says that some of his members are confused.
I will tell you that we are dealing with hundreds of phone calls from our 3,500 members across the state today. They're trying to understand, first of all, whether they in fact qualify as an essential business.
Many of the businesses preparing to close their doors today are wondering if they'll ever be able to reopen. WBUR's Ninjor and Wameka has that story.
This is Central Square in Cambridge, and I'm walking down Mass Ave, which is lined with several different types of businesses. There's the Target, the CVS, the Walgreens. These stores have been deemed essential by the governor, so they will remain open. But there are some other stores that have tried to hang on and keep their doors open during this public health crisis that will now have to close. One of those stores is Teddy's Shoes.
I wasn't going to close until the government told me that I had to close.
Stephen Adelson is the owner of Teddy's Shoes.
As far as I'm concerned, you never know when somebody's going to come in.
But lately, not many customers have been coming in. Teddy's Shoes sells an eclectic mix of footwear, as well as accessories for dancers. Adelson says last week he only made a handful of sales, and he had to lay off his employees.
You never like to let anybody go, but I had no other choice. Had to do it. I mean, to have two or three sales all week doesn't even pay for one employee, you know. And unfortunately, I can't just give money out. Just don't have it coming in.
Teddy's Shoes has been in Adelson's family for over 60 years. Now that he has to close, Adelson worries he'll lose his store entirely.
If I can't pay my rent, I can't pay the insurance on my business, I can't pay for my inventory, I won't be able to survive.
But he is hopeful. Adelson says he's focused on trying to sell his merchandise online. Other business owners are also trying to be optimistic. Kobe Evans is the co-owner of Pure Oasis, Boston's first recreational marijuana shop. The long-awaited store only opened 2 weeks ago and now has to close. And Evans is trying to figure out how he can keep his 30 employees on the payroll.
You know, it felt great to get to the point where we finally opened. And, you know, I had no idea that we would be in this position right now.
Under the governor's order, medical marijuana dispensaries are considered essential and can stay open. But recreational pot shops are not considered essential and must close. Evans feels that should change, and he hopes the governor reconsiders.
In terms of people who consume, a lot of this is essential. People need it just to get through the day of all this uncertainty and anxiety.
Evan says he had a 20% jump in customers last week, and many of them told him they were stocking up on cannabis because they were feeling stressed or anxious about the coronavirus. Even some businesses that are considered essential are feeling the pressure, like liquor stores. Though they can stay open, some are taking a hit. Suzanne Shalo is the chief executive of the Craft Beer Cellar, which has 7 locations in Massachusetts.
A lot of our stores, particularly the Belmont store, does a massive amount of corporate business, and that's all gone away. Literally at the snap of a finger. So that's a big change and a big downturn in business.
Back in Central Square in Cambridge, Libby's liquor manager, Arjan Kunwar, is trying to figure out whether it's even worth it to stay open.
A lot of people are going to a supermarket to stock on stuff rather than a small convenience store. And then the liquor sales is still like a low right now.
Kunwar says his sales have dropped by almost half in the last 2 weeks as more people have stayed home.
With the customer traffic, it's not worth it to open because it's so slow right now. On top of that, you don't even see like people around.
The businesses required to close under the governor's order must stay closed until April 7th, though that could be extended. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zanin Jor and Wameka.